The 2016 NFL Scouting Combine continues in Indianapolis. One of our favorite things to do is to run into ESPN's Jostina Anderson to talk a little Vikings. We saw you from time to time in the 2015 season. You were in Minnesota covering some games. What did you think about our team last year?
Well, I thought they made some big improvements, particularly defensively. And obviously, I think you guys anchored yourself on the defensive line with the guy we call Big Belly, Linval Joseph, on our show, NFL Insiders on ESPN, particularly in the run defense. I mean, I remember the game I covered when you guys went against the Rams and how much he was able to stop Todd Gurley, or his contribution in doing that prior to Bridgewater getting hurt. And then after that, Latavius Murray, obviously the work in the playoffs as well. So to see what he was able to do, and in addition to that, have your linebacker step up like Barr despite the injuries, and then now trying to solidify the secondary with Harrison Smith and hopefully getting him done on an extension.
You know, you mentioned the secondary, really an area of the team that's improved under head coach Mike Zimmer. Add Xavier Rhodes, we were talking off camera, Xavier Rhodes, Terrence Newman, who's due for free agency, he really came in and helped, and Harrison Smith, as you mentioned, an area of our team that really has improved under Mike Zimmer.
Yeah, I definitely agree, and I thought it was very interesting because I feel like a lot of people slept on your defense, and I'm obviously talking about the Vikings, and as you guys got on a roll and people really had an opportunity to examine the defense, I thought the play of Xavier Rhodes really stood out in terms of just doing his contribution to shut down some of the the top wide receivers that he was facing. And then also Terrence Newman had a couple of big games in there reminding people that still over 30, you can still do it. And clearly Harrison Smith coming into his own. Sometimes I remember when I interviewed and I'm like, you're still in your mid-20s. I feel like he's older than that. But it just goes to show you, because of the way that he's playing and his dominance, you almost feel like he's ahead of his years. Yeah.
In the NFC North, it's a division with Aaron Rodgers and Mike McCarthy do a great job on offense. Matthew Stafford, Jay Cutler. The Vikings have a young offense that's up and coming with Teddy Bridgewater. But a defensive team in that division, kind of a unique position to be in.
Oh, absolutely. And it's only going to get more interesting. Obviously, one, you guys have the new stadium coming. But the NFC North is always competitive. And Aaron Rodgers and those guys, I'm sure, are going to figure it out on offense with the kind of warning that's on Eddie Lacy right now. But as your GM was just saying in his presser back there in the room, Teddy Bridgewater is somebody that they continue to want to invest in. My personal feeling, though, is that he has to show a good market improvement in his third year, particularly in handling pressure situations. I do feel like the honeymoon period is over with him, and it's really time, obviously, with the help of his wide receiver assets, to take it to another level, because Adrian Peterson is not getting any younger.
Do you like the combine?
I do like the combine. It's a great harvesting opportunity for me to connect with everybody from execs to scouts to coaches, and to look forward to building up information for upcoming free agency, which starts March 9th, and developing feature ideas coming into the season by September as well.
It's ESPN NFL Insider Jostina Anderson talking Vikings and Combine with us here from Indianapolis and Lucas Oil Stadium. Stay tuned to Vikings.com for more coverage this week.